Thanksgiving at home. There's Aunt Ruthie with her old lady smell, welcoming everyone who walks in the door by kissing them on both sides of the cheek.
Come in.
And here's Grandpa Johnny, pouring an extra shot of bourbon in his eggnog. Get ready for more stories of how much harder he had it when he was a kid.
My school was made out of cardboard.
Uh-oh. Grandma's teeth fell out in mid-sentence and landed in the cranberry sauce. And there's Dad trying out the new electric knife on the turkey.
Oh! I think I lost the tip.
Oops. Looks like he needs to go to the emergency room to get that finger reattached.
I'm getting lightheaded.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Today is Wednesday.
Do you know what that means?
Oh, don't you know what that means?
No, please. Tell me.
Please, tell me.
It means it's
workout
Wednesday.
Let's work it out.
Work out Wednesday.
Work it out.
Wednesday.
Soon an early morning workout.
When is this happening?
When is this happening?
Let's do it now.
Nope.
I'm going back to bed.
Oh, well, the show must go on.
Yeah, it does. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You just enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You just enable the skill one time. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That is even easier. If you just waddle on up to your Alexa device and say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will.
Hello!
Yes, she will. Okay. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to the podcast. It's like our virtual time machine. And we take all the show segments that we do during the live shows. We do the live show between, 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And we take all those show segments and then we repack it into a full-length podcast. And then you can relive the magic that is the Mike Show each and every day. You can go back in time, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of podcasts, and listen to the guffaws and the interviews and the things that are going on at that time. You can even watch our show segments on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right. All one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. All right. Well, that's it. Good night, everybody. Wednesday, Hump Day edition. Of course, we're going to get smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news. And how about this? 43% of Americans are doing more good deeds to make up for earlier in the year. We're going to talk about that. Volunteering, donating, all that kind of stuff. It's the giving season, and we keep talking about this. We've got our Giving Tuesday, which will be coming up. This is the Give Good season. So we're going to talk about how Americans are doing more good deeds and our top list. The top quick and easy good deeds you can do to make up for being a jerk the rest of the year. All right? That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
On the fourth Thursday of November, it's time for Thanksgiving. You celebrate it with your wholesome American nuclear family, consisting of 2.3 children, 4.3 if you're of Irish descent, your faithful dog, Spot, and your lovely wife, who, while dressed in her poodle skirt, has been slaving over her modern electric stove all day to prepare a 28-pound butterball turkey with all the holiday trimmings, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, and cranberry sauce that she molded into the shape of a tin can. All the while, you, the man of the house, are kicking back to watch the Macy's Day Parade on your whopping 13-inch color Magnavox cabinet and relaxing with the cool taste of filtered Camel's cigarettes. Now available in the handy flip-top box.
Oh my, I didn't know we were doing commercials. It's the Mike Show. Hi there. So this is the giving good season. This is the time for you to do good deeds. Well, you should be doing good deeds anyway all year long. But according to this, this is the perfect opportunity to be generous this time of the year and compensate for the last three seasons of selfishness, maybe. I don't know. In a new poll, 43% of Americans say they're actively doing more good deeds before the end of the year to make up for the rest of the year. That includes stuff like volunteering, donating. This sentiment is more common among the younger generation. 59% of Gen Zers and millennials are planning on doing more good as we approach 2025, compared to the 37% of Gen Xers and boomers. But the younger generations also report to have done more charity earlier in the year. 19% of them say they'd give themselves an A for the good deeds they've done so far this year, compared to just 10% of older folks. The average person plans to spend 8 hours a week on pursuits of good from now through the end of the year. So that brings us to our top list, with 43% of Americans scrambling to do good deeds to cancel out the heathenism they've engaged in over the past 10 months. If you're one of them, you might want to try something from today's list. It's our top list today. Top quick and easy good deeds you can do to make up for being a jerk the rest of the year. Really? You expect me to read all of that? I'm not going to read all of that in between everyone. All right, here we go. There's the thing. Okay, here we go. Number one, open the door for someone trapped in a burning Tesla. Yeah. Top quick and easy good deeds you can do to make up for being a jerk the rest of the year. Hug a Cowboys fan. Yeah. Start a GoFundMe for those dealing with crushing debt, like the Harris 2024 campaign. Top quick and easy good deeds you can do for being to make up for being a jerk the rest of the year. Yeah. Give your spouse that thing that they really want but is too scared to ask for. Space. The final frontier. Top quick and easy good deeds you can do to make up for being a jerk the rest of the year. Distract Elon Musk long enough for Trump to take a frickin' bathroom break. Mentor a teen. Not so fast, Matt Gaetz. Top quick and easy good deeds you can do to make up for being a jerk the rest of the year. Comfort your dad as he struggles to get through an episode of Yellowstone without Kevin Costner. And top quick and easy good deeds you can do to make up for being a jerk the rest of the year. Check in on an elderly person that's too frail to get around on their own. So, Joe Biden. Sorry. Hi there. The Mike Show, Wednesday Hump Day Edition. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, I'm hungry all of a sudden. It's brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Pay Back Your Parents Day, or as millennials know it, Wednesday. 108 million people have streamed the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. Who knew that many people had trouble sleeping? President Biden turns 82 today, which is crazy because he doesn't look a day over mummified. Pizza Hut has developed a pizza warmer that uses the heat generated by a PS5 video game console. When they come out with a PS5 video game console that makes the pizza, I'm in. And Microsoft debuted a compact $350 computer. It's called an iPhone. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday Hump Day edition. It's very, very, very foggy out there today. Caution driving. I don't know. You're probably watching this later or listening, and then it'll be fine. Just maybe a little overcast, and then you'll be like, "Well, what's Mike talking about?" Yeah. So sometimes we do the live show. You do know that it's from Monday through Friday from 8-ish to 11-ish. And that's when we do the live show. So if you're listening to us live, then my fog and traffic tips might actually be helpful. Huh? Anyway, I don't know. Well, with the holidays coming up, it means a lot of family infighting. It just happens, you know. Here are some of the main topics that can start a fight and why it might be best to avoid these things. And of course, yeah, politics is always, it's the number one topic that can start a fight. But it didn't win by much. So here are the top three. I'm going to do this one from the bottom up. Number three, a tie between relationships and finances, both 25%. So try to avoid phrases like, that wife of yours is why you don't have any money, okay? don't say that. Here, wait, let's get some sound in here to emphasize. Don't say that. Number two on the list, family dynamics and past grievances, 32%. So ongoing stuff that's been brewing, then it bubbles over. And, you know, of course, after, you know, maybe you've had a cocktail or two. So try to avoid talking about that. And then number one, as we mentioned, politics. And again, it didn't win by much. 34% of people said it's a frequent point of tension in their family. Arguing about those things is usually pointless, right? But here's another reason to avoid them. There's a 1 in 3 chance that it becomes a war. I said a war. Yeah. A poll found a third of holiday fights ends up escalating into lasting rifts that can impact your relationships for years. So try and chill and just have a great Thanksgiving and just be thankful for the people that are in your life. You know, even the D-bags, just be thankful. All right, coming up, we are going to get really smart with your 5 random facts. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, it's time for...
5
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, we probably shouldn't know. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe. I don't know what they'll say. All right, here we go. Number one. Polo ponies gallop up to 30 miles per hour in quick bursts on grass fields the size of 9 football fields. So players bring about a dozen horses per match to prevent exhaustion and injury. And then the snorkels, too, because if they're playing... Oh, that's water polo. That's totally different. Number two. Long before William Rehnquist and Sandra Day O'Connor were on the Supreme Court together in the 80s and 90s, they were both students at Stanford Law, where they went on a few dates. Number three, Heinz had 60 products when it came up with the slogan, 57 varieties. Henry Heinz thought 57 was a luckier number. Number four, Rio de Janeiro is not the capital of Brazil. I said it's not the capital of Brazil. Brasilia is, but Rio was once the capital of Portugal. Huh? In the early 1800s, the Portuguese royal family fled there to get away from Napoleon. Lisbon became Portugal's capital again in the 1820s. And then finally, number 5, a chemist named William Mitchell is credited as the key inventor behind Pop Rocks, Tang, and Cool Whip.
Ooh, you got some pie, eh? Can I have a piece?
Sure.
Ooh, let me have some of that Cool Whip.
What'd you say?
You can't have a pie without Cool Whip.
Cool Whip?
Cool Whip, yeah.
You mean Cool Whip?
Yeah, Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
You're saying it weird. Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying it. Cool Whip. You put Cool Whip on pie. Pie tastes better with Cool Whip.
Say whip.
Whip.
Now say Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
You're eating what?
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random.
Yep. The Mike Show. Wednesday Hump Day edition coming up. We have sounds, and we will lovingly place those sounds in your ear holes. That's all on the way. It's called Audio Vault. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. The CMA Awards are on ABC tonight. But don't get tricked into watching another network where the Country Awards have songs and artists that are made by AI.
Country fans, give it up.
And the nominees are...
It's the AI-generated Country Music Awards, live from the Boot Depot in Nashville, featuring Lacey Sanborn, Coop Bodine, and Butterchuck.
Sitting there in my Sunday best, stomach churned, I knew the rest, couldn't make it to the restroom stall right there at Grandpa's, I lost it all. I pooped my pants at Grandpa's funeral.
Live performances by Face Tattoo, Baseball Hat, and Band with a Drug Problem.
All that's left is a heartbroken country boy.
The Daisy Dukes, Corn Bucket, and Marley Bedwetter. It's the AI-generated Country Music Awards.
In the cornfield I stay, touching myself all day. Sitting on the cob of corn, rubbing on the scarecrow warm. Moonshine drunk at noon, crack pipe under the moon.
It's like softball. If you play, you're getting an award.
All right. You know, I actually like pretty much all those songs. Want to speed up your experience at the airport this holiday season? Sure you do. But first, let's bog you down with a lot of paperwork and see if a government website will let you successfully complete it all online.
Don't let long lines ruin your Thanksgiving travel. With TSA PreCheck, you can skip the wait and get a head start on your holiday. TSA PreCheck is easy. Find our online application and just answer a few simple questions like, what's your name? Address, height and weight, occupation, income, social security number, children's names, favorite Kardashian, passwords, blood type, whereabouts last Tuesday,
darkest fantasies,
Big Brother is watching.
TSA PreCheck. Do it today.
I will. All right. Let's go to viral videos. if you're doing any cold weather camping, here is a gross way to stay warm.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Pee in a bottle and sleep with it. Here's a guy in the mountains explaining his theory.
If you urinate in a bottle before going to sleep and put it in your sleeping bag like this and stay around it the whole night, just imagine how hot you're gonna be. Urination is around 37 degrees Celsius. This night it dropped down to 5 degrees. That means right there you have an insane heat resource coming from your own body. You are self-supplying. That means you're not dependent on fire.
Yeah, you're not dependent on fire. Yeah, 37 degrees Celsius is 98 degrees Fahrenheit, by the way. Here is a health hack, or maybe not. Does this sound health smart or dumb? A woman on TikTok posted this hack. Supposed to make pizza healthier. Right after it's delivered, flip the box upside down and drop it on the floor. I said drop it on the floor? Inside the box or outside the box? Oh, inside the box. Okay, apparently, it makes a bunch of the greasy, stick to the top of the box. It's also going to ruin your pizza.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe, I don't know.
I learned this in college. Okay, so you take the pizza, flip it, and you drop it. Pick it up, flip it, drop it. Now all the grease is on top, and there's no more grease on your pizza. Is that weird? I don't think it's weird.
I think it's pretty dumb. All right, let's... to skip that. We're going to do that a little bit later. We're going to skip that. I don't want to do that. We're gonna use that in Stupid Criminals. Hey, let's get some music in here while I'm just scrolling. That's Stupid Criminals as well. I don't want to play that. All right. Jay Leno was spotted Monday night in Beverly Hills with an eye patch and bruising on the side of his face. TMZ asked him what happened. It looks pretty bad. But listen how, with Jay, the show must go on.
Well, I was staying at a hotel. It was on a hill. I said, where's a good place to eat? Oh, the bottom of this. So I went out. The restaurant was there, but to get to it, I didn't have a car. So you had to walk about a mile and a half around. I said, well, the hill doesn't look that steep. It's about 60, 70 feet. Let me see if I can go down the hill. Down! And then I fell down the hill. Hit my head on a rock, knocked me in the eye. Well, I did the show, and then when I came back to L.A., I went to the hospital. Well, it was only a couple hours before the show. It's not that big a deal. Well, the great thing about this age, you don't learn by your mistakes. You just keep doing the same stupid thing.
All right, so here is a reenactment of Jay Leno falling down the hill.
Down!
Sadly, inertia was a problem halfway down. He's still falling. There he goes. Yep. Yeah. Sorry, Jay. You all right, buddy?
It's not that big a deal.
Okay. All right. He seems to be getting injured every year now. In 2022, Leno suffered burns on his hands and face while working on a car in his garage. Last year, he suffered several broken bones when he got knocked off his motorcycle. Jay is somehow 74 years old. Good Lord. Let's see. What is this? Oh, Dolly. Just put out a new limited edition perfume called Smoky Mountain Gold. I wonder if it smells smoky. Here she is talking about how good it smells.
Hey, it's Dolly, and I want to share something with you. My Smoky Mountain Gold limited edition fragrance is close to my heart, inspired by the beauty and the magic of the Smoky Mountains where I grew up. Oh, it brings back the scent of rich woods, the warm amber, and just a touch of that sweet mountain air. Takes my heart home, and it can take you somewhere special, too.
Okie dokie. We love Dolly. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. As we get ready for Thanksgiving dinner next week, here's comedian Ted Alexandro on how his mom faked theirs 1 year.
I remember last Thanksgiving, I go over to my mom and dad's for traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and my mom orders Boston Market. You believe that? Boston Market. But she served it in her own china. Right? So the guests wouldn't know. But my brothers and sisters and I would drop subtle hints. We'd be like, so Ma, do we get two sides with the turkey? Is it two or is it just the cornbread? What's the policy? She was like, just take what you want and pass it. I was like, you know, can I see your manager? Because I really don't like your attitude at all. You know, I've been eating here a long time, right?
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, but firmly, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News, but then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Oh, yeah. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. All right, it's not even Thanksgiving yet, and people are already pulling tasers on their family members. A 61-year-old woman in Florida, Cheryl Hyatt, was arrested last week during a domestic disturbance. She apparently flipped out when her daughter said she wanted to leave to live with her father. Cheryl's 90-year-old mother was also there at the time. Cheryl was so upset that she pulled out a pink taser and a kitchen knife and pointed them both at her daughter and her mother and shouted, "I have a taser. I have pepper spray. Who's first?" She also blocked the door to keep them from leaving, but the daughter eventually escaped through the garage and the grandmother removed a barricade to get out through the front door. No one was hurt. And then there was this. This is just freaking sad. A 6-year-old kid in Texas was locked in a laundromat dryer by three adults after he lost a bag of potato chips. Here is the judge talking about the incident and what was caught on video.
In the video, according to the officer, they see you taking this 6-year-old child, evidently putting his legs out and trying to keep from getting stuffed into the dryer. They see you trying to shove him into a dryer.
Good Lord. The man behind the infamous Willy Wonka experience has been placed on a sex offender's register.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
No, that's not the right one. Here we go. For pestering a woman with unwanted sexual messages and explicit photos. In case you don't remember the Wonka experience, that ended up being a warehouse with a printed background, some small bouncy castles, bad props, and no candy. I think we have sound on this. Here we go.
Oompa, oompa,
that's not it. All right. A deli truck in Oregon was stolen from a warehouse on Friday, but it had a worker still inside. Luckily, she was able to jump out with no major injuries. Here is Elephant's Deli manager, Chris Matteo, talking about the crime.
It was pretty wild. Did not expect anything like that to happen. She had it backed up to a loading dock, and she was bringing carts of food. When he started to drive away, she was on the truck. She did jump out of the truck suddenly. She was a real trooper yesterday after it happened. She had a great attitude about it, and she seemed to be processing it really well.
All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An ice skating rink in England is in the news after a worker lost his phone and had to borrow his daughter's pink iPhone for the day. Then he lost hers when he dropped it in the water and it ended up getting frozen in the ice. Now it's become quite the local tourist attraction at the rink. Here's one of the workers explaining why they can't remove the phone. Here, listen.
So after discovering the phone in the ice, the obvious thing to do would be to remove it. However, we've got Team Icicles coming in on Saturday. That's the GB Synchro team, and they need the whole rink to perform their routine. So if we were to go ahead and remove the phone, when they're looking at closing this area of ice for the next week.
All right. That's the good news, though. Is that the good news? That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by... Why is that the good news? I just want to know. So the dude lost his phone, had to borrow his daughter's phone, dropped his daughter's phone in the ice, now it's frozen there, and he can't get it out. And so now his daughter doesn't have a phone, and people look at it in the ice. How is that the good news? Anyway, the good news is... Well, I promise, tomorrow we'll have a better good news story. The good news is brought to you in part by... Well, this is really good news. It's the United Way of Central Virginia and how much good they do in our community.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?